Let me ask you something. Does your work make you happy? Do you know what your potential is and do you use it? Do you deliver value that you're truly proud of?
This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, and with it, our life better. Today, let's talk about something that has been making rounds in the business community for quite a while: compassion. Everybody seems to want to be a compassionate leader. Compassion seems to be the way to go. A lot of businesses talk about compassion. They advertise it as their basic principles of business doing. And in general, just compassion as a word has found a lot of use in articles and in discussions that involve general business doing. And I think while it's very valid and sometimes comes from a good place, there is a certain distortion and a misunderstanding around compassion that needs to be addressed, or the whole thing will turn against us. So compassion, when people look for compassion, they want to be compassionate. They almost regard it as a tool. For the modern corporation, for the modern manager that wants to become a leader around people, leading people, compassion is one of the many tools they can use and apply in order to deal with human issues. So when you consider yourself a compassionate leader, it makes you seem like you're able to handle people. You're able and sensitive and aware enough to be leading people. And for businesses, likewise, compassion has become a marketing term because it makes them valid in the sense of being part of a community. Because we all know at this point that compassion seems to be a very important part of being human. That I give you. However, what these two examples fail to understand about compassion is that compassion is not a tool. Compassion is not something that you can acquire and apply. It is not, as I like to say, a discipline. It's not something that you will gather along the way, and now you can have it in your repertoire of better business doing. That is false. If we think that that is what compassion is, then we're missing the point completely. Compassion is what it means to be human. So rather than thinking that compassion is an added condiment to the dish or an added benefit or even like an ability, a specification that you can acquire in a workshop, compassion is simply the most human of all human traits. It's that which qualifies you as a human being. So when you are a real human being in the truest sense, so meaning that your own self, in the way you live, in the way you exist, and in the way you do things is completely aligned with being human, it means that you're compassionate, because being human and being compassionate is synonymous. It's the same thing. And I get to why that is. But first, let's state that doing business always deals with people, right? You always have to deal with people when you're in business. Otherwise, you're not doing business. You're like just keeping yourself busy with yourself. But doing business involves other people. So likewise, being in business means having relationships. You enter into a relationship with people when you do business. Now, there are several degrees of relationships that you can have with people. You can, of course, have barely any touch points with people, or you can go as far as bonding with people, right? There's the whole range of connection with people that you can have. And we have names for the character traits, for the human character traits that take care of this level of engagement with other people. One of them is pity. The next one is sympathy. Then there's another one called empathy. All of these three stages, they deal with recognizing, acknowledging the other person and listening. But only one, the last one, which is compassion, is also about connecting with that person. Because compassion literally means to share pain, not just to feel pity, not just to sympathize with a person, not just to recognize a person or feel with them, which is really the highest form of listening, but compassion goes as far as you are sharing a truth together. You are right now in this moment, you're in the same boat. You're going through the same thing, not just in terms of an experience. You're feeling and thinking alike and along. That is compassion. That's when you really close your shoulder with the next person. That's the highest form of relationship. And that's why, if you're human, if you're truly human, you have compassion in you, which means you're able to connect with other people via your truth, your truest self. So when you bring your truest self into the world and you make it accessible to another human being who needs that truth in their life in order to be okay, well, or better, then you exercise compassion. Your compassion then is not just about taking care of people on a lower level of like listening, sharing things with them. No, you actually give yourself into their hands. You give yourself away. That is compassion. You completely, relentlessly, unapologetically give yourself away. So what really characterizes in business compassion is, as a leader, you giving your truth away, showing people, this is my truth. I give my truth into your hands for you to benefit from it. That actually defines a leader. So we could also say being a compassionate leader, it's kind of an oxymoron. You know, it's kind of the same thing, because to lead people means to lead people via your truth. Otherwise, you cannot lead them. You can only lead people as the person that you are, the true person that you are. So giving them access to your truth makes you compassionate, makes you a leader. And now for a business, that means that your mission, the reason why you exist, is because there is a truth to your mission that you are here to give away. And that truth is human. That truth is here to serve a human need out there. Now, a human need that is being addressed by someone, when we know that someone has a real need and we recognize that we are equipped to address that need and we give our truth that can address that need away, we give it generously away, we practice the principle of compassion. Then we make our potential available to someone else without asking questions, without any second thoughts, without the lust for payment. We do it because we can. That's the definition of true care. When a surgeon or a doctor realizes that they have it in them to give away their truth so other people can be mended and healed, and they do it beautifully, they give it away, they practice the principle of compassion. That is what the world needs, and that's what compassion means. You might be able to see now that this is not a side dish to doing business. This is not a side dish to being human. This is not something that you will acquire on a weekend retreat or that you will learn in an evening school. This is not a tool that you pick up to hammer a nail into a wall. This is being you. So bottom line is that when you recognize who you are in the sense of the truth that you have inside of you, you recognize what you are born to give away. When you then beautifully, relentlessly give away that which is in you as value that is accessible and affordable and relevant to other people and their needs, you practice compassion. You can now either be a compassionate leader or just a leader within an organization, or you can lead an organization which has compassion in its mission. And I cannot stress how important it is for this world to reinvite the principle of compassion into all the organizations that are here to serve people. The transactional way of the world has made it impossible for compassion to be exercised on the daily. People have compassion, but they're not allowed to use it on the daily in their jobs, or they don't allow themselves to use it in their businesses because they think they have to make money. And the thought of doing anything just to reap a benefit is opposed to the principle of compassion. You cannot be compassionate when the sole thing that drives you is payment. When receiving is the aim for your doing, compassion is ruled out, because compassion lives from giving, not from receiving. I have said that before, and I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not here to tell you you should give yourself away for free. That is not what I'm saying. I'm here to say that the reason for the doing, the thing that should drive your work, the motivation should not be the money. It should be giving yourself away, being compassionate about yourself, about your work, about the people you serve, so that then for that compassion, you can receive payment. Okay. It is very important not to confuse cause and effect. Really, I invite you, revisit your understanding of compassion. Yes, be a leader. Be a leader for your own cause, and also examine your willingness to give yourself away. Do you even know yourself? Do you know that source that lives inside of you that wants to create value that you can give away with compassion so that people can lead better lives for which they will pay you? Those were a lot of questions all at once, I know, but it's a big deal. I call recognizing that principle going through the red door. Because right now, you probably stand in front of the red door. You're trapped in the transactional ways of business doing. I get it. I was in there for more than 2 decades. But maybe you also feel that something's got to give. And that is your heart saying it wants to go through that red door. It wants compassion in its life. It wants compassion to be the driving force in your life and not fear and not transactional desire, not greed. Greed opposes compassion, but greed is what we teach at business school. Greed is what businesses are founded upon. A greedy business will never know the compassionate way. You can do whatever you want. You can send your people to schools and workshops and retreats all you want. If the foundation of your business is transactional, there's no room for compassion. But let me say this. Compassion is the most powerful currency in the world. And it will begin to show very soon how the business people in the businesses, the brands that really, truly embrace compassion, how they will surpass the transactional businesses, how they will thrive while the other ones will fight for survival. It's 5 to midnight because compassion is the one thing that really defines us as human beings. We don't want to do business that lies outside of our humanness. We want the business doing to be part of the human experience. And the only way to do that is by being compassionate people. And what we then do is happy work, because happy work is compassionate work. There's no difference. When you express your truth via actions that are aligned with your true self, that is pure compassion.